everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Worry, It's Decaf with Kennedy Elin. It has been a very, very, very long time since I've spoken on here, and I am so excited to be back. I wanted to start a new series on the podcast called Coffee Talks, where essentially I would grab my coffee, you can grab yours, and we can just talk about things going on in the world, more specifically the beauty community. So pause if you need to and go make yourself a coffee. I'm currently having an oat milk cappuccino that I just made, and let's get into it. So today I wanted to talk about something that I've been seeing come up a little bit more than usual in the skincare, makeup, beauty space world, and that is gatekeeping. If you don't know what gatekeeping is defined as the activity of controlling and usually limiting general access to something. So you might be asking, how does this transfer over to the social media and, more importantly, beauty space? It can do this in a few ways. For example, if a creator has really cool lighting or something, not anybody specific, just a random example, and people are commenting on their photos like, hey, I really like that lighting, I was looking at getting something similar, where did you get it, etc., etc. If that person just chooses to not respond, that is essentially a form of gatekeeping. When I first started my Instagram account at Kennedy Elin, everything was so hush-hush. This was in September of 2019. People just didn't want to tell you what brands were sending PR, what cameras they were using, what lighting they had, where they bought props, questions about editing, and just the list goes on. Absolutely everything was a huge big secret and everything. And to be honest, I just assumed that was the normal. I think I asked a question about where somebody got a prop, and I could tell they were uncomfortable, and I was like, all right, not a big deal. And then another question I think I asked if somebody had reached out to a brand, or if they had reached out, if like the brand themselves had reached out to that specific creator, and they were also like very hush hush. So for the first few months that I started out, I just assumed it was very normal for nobody to share tips and tricks and kind of just for nobody to act, which we now know is not the case and is not true at all. But yeah, gatekeeping back then, it was pretty bad. Like, it got to the point where sometimes people would post on like their public in-feed post in the caption literally saying, don't ask me where I got my things, I spent time and effort to find them, etc., etc. Or sometimes it wasn't, you know, as straightforward, and it was a simple, oh, I just can't remember, I just can't seem to recall where I got this. So I guess the question would be, is gatekeeping problematic in our corner or our little space in the beauty community? Obviously, there will be two answers to this question, a yes and a no. I'm not here to villainize or demonize a particular answer, but I did ask a lot of people about this and got their feedback on it. A majority of people believe that, and also all of these people have skincare or makeup accounts, and a majority of them do believe that it is problematic to gatekeep. But first, I wanted to address those people who do not see gatekeeping as something that is problematic. The biggest response that I got was that these people don't have to share if they don't want to, which I agree. I think that's valid. Nobody is entitled to anything on this space or any social media platform in general. Just because someone wants to know information doesn't mean that you have to share it if you don't want to. Another response I got would be, well, I put all of this time and effort into my own Instagram, so why should I give this information out to others? They should put in the same amount of, the same amount of work that I did. Now, with this statement, I don't necessarily agree to this point, but I will be addressing that a little bit later. And another one that I pulled that was really interesting, this was another common theme, but I picked this, you know, quote from this person out specifically. This sounds kind of bad, but I don't want them to take my opportunity. So I personally don't think that statement was necessarily bad, But I do think that the beauty space does teach us to be standoffish with one another and, you know, have this constant competition with one another. So it's not explicitly a creator's fault. I think that competition in general is natural, but this space perpetuates that to the furthest degree. And within that space, I can definitely see it getting toxic. I have seen things and heard things, just like the craziest stories of people getting jealous if someone surpasses them in followers and then just stops talking to them out of the blue, or even like rudeness. I've had people ask me, well, how did you work with X brand? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I reached out to them and pitched, or they reached out to me and pitched, and like people just being, you know, so surprised that I could ever work with a big brand, and just like offensive kind of backhanded things, snarky comments, not only to me, but to other people in the space. I think that jealousy and competition run hand in hand, and I think that they run absolutely wild when it comes to social media and people hyper-focusing on, I want that, as opposed to how can I get that, if that makes sense. And while I genuinely love, you know, the beauty space on Instagram so, so much, it definitely can take a toll on you sometimes. But those were the main three points that I received from people who were for gatekeeping and wanted to continue to do so. So let's get into some that are against gatekeeping. The one I received the most was people telling me their own experiences with gatekeeping and how they don't want others to go through with it, which I fully agree with. And I will be talking about that a little bit later when I share my own opinion on this topic. Another big one I got was how people literally don't care, which I thought was kind of funny. It was so nonchalant. A direct quote would be, if someone asks me information about my account, of course I'll answer it. Why wouldn't I? It would take more time for me to come up with a lie and say, oh, I can't remember it, than just tell them where I got something. Who has time for all that? I don't. I just thought that was funny because I do think it's true. Like, people will go above and beyond to actively not tell you things. And this is like no, you know, active shade to anybody who does this, but it kind of reminds me of those girls in middle school where you'd ask, oh, that's a cute shirt, where'd you get it? And it's a brand new shirt, and they're like, I just can't remember, or something stupid like that. Like, who cares? But again, to each their own. The last statement on those who are against gatekeeping is inclusivity, which I personally thought that was really interesting. A lot of people viewed gatekeeping as not a racial thing, but they did involve race within it. These statements come from a majority of white women who said that they understand BIPOC having a harder time growing and getting the same opportunities on this platform. So if they're asked, you know, to share a piece of information, whether it be, you know, lighting, props, things like that, that they would be more than willing to share. I also just would like to note, and I think it's very important to note, that the handful of women who did say this have definitely put in the work, in my opinion, on what it takes to be an ally to BIPOC in every facet on the social media space. Certainly not all of them, and, you know, no shade, but y'all know who you are. Maybe a little shade, whatever. And, you know, obviously, as someone who is biracial, I'm fully aware of how hard BIPOC have to work to reap benefits such as growth, brand connections, etc. And I just thought it was interesting because I personally never thought about it in terms of gatekeeping, so I just thought it was an interesting take. So here is my personal opinion. I know from firsthand experience, again, I started my account in September of 2019, and it was a very volatile few months when I first started. And I know how difficult it can be, you know, especially when you're starting out. So why would I want another creator to have a hard time just because I had a hard time? It seems kind of, I don't know, evil in a sense. I personally have no issue or no problem sharing anything. I answer every question I get. I share any question that isn't, you know, if as long as it's not a question that's actually invasive to me or my privacy, like, I have no issue sharing that. If people ask me where I got something, I tell them. I don't vaguely tell them, oh, I just can't seem to remember. Or another big one is when people just say Amazon. I'll actually go and screenshot the item. You can type it in your recent orders. It literally takes 2 seconds out of your day, and send it so they don't spend forever searching. And, you know, I just try to make myself available to people. I wish that I had the support system that I have now when I first started. I wish that people were nicer. I wish that people treated smaller creators with the respect that they deserve. I don't think that your following or number of people that you have following you should be based on how others treat you. And when I first started, that is really how it was, you know, to the point where if I had 300 followers, 400 followers, someone with like the following I had now with 7,000 followers would be so standoffish and kind of just like, you are wasting my time. I can't get anything out of you because you're like a baby creator. And I think it's really disrespectful, like, regardless of how many followers you have or what your place is on social media, people still deserve to be treated with respect. And that's a really big thing for me. So when people ask me things, regardless of how many people follow them, at the end of the day, they're people. And I'm not only going to talk to somebody because they benefit me or I can get something out of them. I think that one of the biggest things we need to break away from in the skincare and makeup and beauty community is that someone else's success will never take away from your success. There is so much room for everybody at the table. The table is freaking humongous, and there's enough food for everybody to eat. Me sharing my tips, tricks, props, etc. with another creator, and then they go out and do well, that brings me joy. That makes me happy. You know, I want people to do well. I want people to form brand relationships, get their bag, get their coin. Like, I want them to succeed and be creative and, you know, all of the amazing things that come with having accounts like this. I just want others to do well in this space, and, you know, them being successful doesn't take away from what I have going on and my things and my success, because there really are just so many brands out there. I will say that within the last year, the beauty space has changed tremendously in good and bad ways. A good way in being how a lot less people are gatekeeping information and how people are a lot more willing to share what they know. And, you know, you love to see it. Creators should be uplifting one another and creating positive connections and relationships with one another. I think to the people who don't do that, it can definitely be something that hurts you in the long run without you even noticing it or realizing it. For example, I've been asked by multiple brands if I knew any creators that would fit with their brand or would like to be onboarded into their like community space or even, you know, be recommended for paid collaborations. And personally, I will only recommend people who I feel like won't step on another creator's toes or climb over them to get to the top, so to speak. And gatekeeping, unfortunately, falls under this. And recommendations like this happen a lot more than people realize, which is why connecting with one another and networking truly is so important. Additionally, you don't know everything on this platform because nobody does. If you're gatekeeping information, I assume that you also are not asking other questions and other people for their information, which, if you are, I'm sorry, but that kind of makes you a hypocrite. And if you aren't, you are seriously limiting yourself and your abilities. Because we all have a niche, whether it be makeup, skincare, hair care, etc. But, and, you know, within that, we all have a deeper niche, something that we know more about than the average beauty Instagrammer. For example, behind the scenes, Instagram growth, sustainability, amazing makeup looks, how to pitch, and the list goes on and on and on. And I think that networking is important for connections, for friendships, for growth, to get that wealth or information to be recommended to brands. And, you know, when opportunities arise, you want to be someone that people want to recommend. And if you are, you know, gatekeeping or you just don't want to help others in this space, you're just, I mean, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to get recommended. I think that another huge thing, which is very finicky, and a lot of people have their own set of opinions, these are just mine, obviously, you're entitled to yours, is payment. I've only recently started seeing people share with others what they have been paid. Okay, so this is how I personally view sharing payment and things like that. We do not work in a corporate office, we work in the social media space. If I'm about to work with a brand, I've just started asking in my stories, hey, who's worked with this brand? Just so I can get a well-rounded experience of what it is like, what the brand expects, and also what people are getting paid. And like I said, we don't work in a corporate office. It's not as if it's for the greater good of the company. Companies, at the end of the day, regardless of who they are, will do whatever they can to save money. This includes lowballing creators. As a collective, I think it is so important not only to protect ourselves, but protect one another from, you know, getting lowballed when it comes to payment. This is also an extremely volatile time where, for a lot of people, this is like the only way they're making money. I lost my job in the pandemic, and this is how I pay my bills. So if I'm getting lowballed, I need to be fully aware of that. And I'm not saying that a bunch of people do this, but when you gatekeep information, when it comes to payment, the only people that you are helping are brands. And in doing so, you kind of pave the way for brands to continue to lowball people and lowball creators for their work. And, you know, I personally have no issue sharing, you know, with other creators who ask who are about to work with a certain brand, whatever the brand may be, what I was paid. And I also think it's beneficial because it goes both ways. They could tell me, oh, I was offered blah, blah, blah. And I could say, hey, I got paid a lot more than that, just so you're aware. Or, oh, they lowballed me. So next time I need to make sure that I am giving them a higher number. I personally don't see a downside in sharing it. I think that we are so trained and it's so ingrained in our minds, oh, don't share what other people are making. Don't share, you know, how much money someone got on this or that. And maybe if we're working in a space together, that's fine. But at the end of the day, we work in a freelance space. It's not like somebody got a raise and it's hush hush. We essentially are working for ourselves and getting paid to do so. And, you know, one of the biggest things and tools that a lot of people need is, hey, how do I price myself for this specific campaign? Or how do I price myself with this specific brand? And the easiest way to do that is just to ask. Obviously, you don't have to give an answer if you aren't comfortable talking about it. If you guys are listening and want to know what I was asked for certain things, please feel free to do so. At the end of the day, like I said, I want you guys to do well. But yeah, I wasn't planning on talking about the payment on the last one, so I'm sorry if it kind of sounds like a ramble, but it is important, and a lot of people, well, actually nobody included that when I asked about gatekeeping, so I just thought it was important to bring up. Also, I'm not here to change your mind if you are someone who gatekeeps information. That is 100% your choice, but I do implore you to also look at all the opportunities that you could potentially be throwing away while doing so, and the help, networking, and knowledge. We're all just out here trying to be our best creative selves at the end of the day, and like I said earlier, there is more than enough room for everybody at the table to eat. The choice is yours if you want to share your tips or not. I always will, but that's just my personal preference. If you are still here, thank you so much for listening. You can follow my skincare account on Instagram at Kennedy Elin and the podcast Instagram at Don't Worry It's Decaf Podcast. I hope that wherever you are listening, you are having a wonderful, wonderful day.